an AppleViz original.
I wanted to try this headset, so if this sounds okay.
As long as I can talk like this.
Just put a little bass in that voice of yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Mike.
Hey. How's it going?
It's going okay.
That's the best I got. There's a couple other random presets in there that are kind of fun, but I usually just torment my D&D people with it. It's called Clownfish.
What's it?
It's just a little thing that runs in the background. Like, I have this little window open, and it has like an exit to close it. And there's this little turn on button. I
push that, and it does this, and then I can push Alt, go to the voice changer.
And then I can just start
kind of clicking.
That's awesome, Mike.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Come on like that.
I mean, it's free, so it's not like super great, but it's fun. I like it.
I love it.
So what, Clownfish, is that like a phone app?
No, it's a PC thing.
That is awesome. Now you're out doing Big R with his Echo. Yeah. This is way better.
And I really hadn't wanted to update, but I really think at the very least an SE is in my future now.
Sounds like Randy is using this platform to sell his phone, folks. So if you're interested in an iPhone 8, we have a great quality.
If you want something that's done from a Big R's perspective and really wants this phone right now.
It's been used and touched and loved by the Big R. I mean, he'll even sign it for you on the back.
I'll kiss the phone for you, even.
We are done. We're going to move on. The iOS 13.5.1 came out, obviously.
Did you say we were dumb?
No, I didn't.
I thought I heard you say we were dumb. Didn't you hear that, Mike?
You know what? I thought I heard it right, and then you said that, and then I started questioning myself. Like you mean?
Oh, I never questioned myself. I just...
Did I hear that right, or did I hear it wrong? I don't know.
Hold on, let me kiss my phone for you guys here one more time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back for another AppleViz Unleashed for June 2020. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I am here with Mike Malarcy and Randy Resnick. How are you boys?
I'm great.
I'm really doing really good. How are you guys doing?
Mike got some new kind of a tool. Come on, show us a little bit example.
All right. Yeah, here we go. Should I do the whole thing like this?
Yeah, let's rap a little bit for us.
I'll just talk like this to everybody.
Love it.
I don't know if I could do it because it plays it back in my ears and it's very distracting.
It's just that isn't me. Oh my gosh, guys. So, you know, I'm going to kick it off with the AppleViz Hall of Fame. About this time of the year, every year, about May or June, we introduce the set of nominees to see who will win into the Hall of Fame. And this month we have Ira and Envision AI. So they both, congratulations to both of those developers behind those great software. Now, do either of you use Ira or Envision on a daily basis or often?
Nope, I don't use either of them. But before we start all this off, could I ask for a favor, Tom?
Yes.
Could we please talk more about IoT?
We will. We will be diving into iOS 14. You just hang in there, okay?
All right. Okay. All righty. No, seriously. I don't use either one, and I know they're both really great apps, but I just haven't had occasion to use them. I do use Ira's really good, and so is the other one. But I just haven't had a chance to really play with them that much.
What about you, Mr. Mike?
I've actually never had a need, like especially Ira. I hear people talk about it all the time, but for me, like I have family members that I usually do, like I use for pretty much the same purpose. I'm like, hey,
well, you and I are kind of like alike. We have sighted spouse that really kind of takes it around a lot, so we don't really need those kind of needs on a daily basis, right?
Yeah, and my 11-year-old now, she kind of actually, I think, I'm not sure, she's getting old enough that she's kind of starting to think that she's too cool for me. but she likes it. So like when it comes to like reading instructions to build the desk that are in this room that I'm in and stuff like that, like she's always, she loves doing that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, that's super nice. I thought you meant the opposite, like they don't want to associate with you at all.
You just wait till she turns 15 or 16.
No, we're getting there. It's already starting. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Welcome to the fatherhood. It is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And we had an incredibly busy week with WWDC. We had, there's several podcasts out there for you to kind of douse into. One of them was the roundtable with Dave Nason and myself and Tyler Steven. And then I think we just released today with the interview with Sarah Herlinger. And
cool.
So she, give that a listen. It is pretty juicy in there, but I'm going to be going into a lot more revealing of iOS 14 for all of you. But before
we, you're going to reveal yourself again. Huh?
I'm going to reveal, but a good thing nobody can see. Boy.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Good
thing. Yeah, there's a reason we don't do video.
So I'm going to break this down in a couple chunks. Now, first, did you guys, either of you had a chance to watch it at all or listen to it?
I listened to all your podcasts from the WWDC. I haven't heard today's one yet, but yes, I did.
Well, I'm at the actual WWDC.
Be truthful, I had to work, so I slipped my mind. And if it weren't for you guys, I wouldn't have known a lot of what I know now.
Okay.
I just did a summary because trying to stream video where I live, I have to like stand in the window, hold my phone up really high, and like there's really strange pose. So
I get that.
I figured it would be way easier to just catch the summaries as they.
It is easier just to kind of just read the summary at the end. And I tell you, I'd be honest, it was really fantastic because it was seamless. Like, you know, we were kind of joking how they were going to do the audience. They were being clapping. they did a really fantastic job, and it was seamless and it was packed. I mean, an hour and 48 minutes just filled full of stuff. They only had two videos that maybe were 2 minutes long, maybe 3 minutes of tops. And so it was nothing but straight talking. So I thought this virtual stuff was great. And I kind of hope they do this more often, but, you know, obviously they love the crowd cheering on. But, you know, it kind of delays things, made things slower. So I like this seamless thing. It just went a lot faster.
More efficient overall. But like you're saying, it's probably fun when you're unveiling all the stuff you've been working on for so long to get in front of a crowd and have people clap and cheer and
yeah,
all that stuff.
Well, I really enjoyed this format a lot. And if you want to find out more information, what went on in that WWDC, Alex Hall did a great blog. Check it out on AppleViz. There should be a show note link to that. Now, iOS 14... yes, it is still iOS 14. It did not go to the iPhone OS. I mean, honestly, I was going 50-50 with it. It didn't surprise me. But if you have iOS 13 or if your device can run iOS 13, you can run iOS 14. Now, that's, we need a little clap for that one, some applause there.
Okay, just a second. Let me set my – okay. There we go.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Tell me when to stop now.
Yeah. Thank you very much. okay. Appreciate it. No, that was wonderful news. I thought that was awesome news to hear all the devices. So that means
me for those too.
6S and up and the old S, you will be able to run iOS 14. Wow. I thought that was big. I loved it. I think a lot of people will be happy with that. And. Mm-hmm. No, that's right. You still have an iPhone 8, so you are included.
I'm included. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are included into the club now.
But I'm still waiting to hear more news about up and coming devices. So
I understand. I do.
As we all are.
Now the Apple Watch OS 7. Now that's a little different story, folks. If you have an Apple Watch Series 1 and 2, you are not going to be able to get it. You're done. You have to do 3, 4, and 5? Is that right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the Series 6 will be out this year. Now I was surprised, guys. Mac OS Big Sur. Yes, sir, Big Sur.
That's what they call me.
Yes, sir, Big Sir. I was kind of surprised because they went directly to 11. So it's no longer 10 point something. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh, That was weird how they did that. Now, the requirements for that is, oh boy, there's a lot in here. It's not as straight and simple. I hate to tell you that. If you have a MacBook, you have to have a 2015 models and later. If you have a MacBook Air or a MacBook Pro, you'll have to have a 2013 models and up. If you have a Mac Mini or an iMac, you'll have to have a 2014 models and up. So I think you're in the clear there, Mike.
I was actually just trying to remember what year my iMac is.
I think you told me 2015 or something.
I think it's something like that. It's been long enough, but I don't think it's been quite that long. So we should be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be my test machine, because I haven't updated my MacBook Pro. I haven't updated in a long time, just because I hear it works and I can get on there and edit and I don't want anything to break. So I just haven't.
That's right.
You now have I'm tempted to get that iMac all up to date and see if things still work right.
At least try Catalina, see if it works for you.
The idea of trying to download an OS, though. Would have to go to the library.
I know. We all dread that, don't we? It's like, oh, man, what's going to break? I'm going to push a button. Okay. But yeah, the rumbling was true, guys. And what I was surprised was the Apple Silicon. So that means that they are going to eventually dump Intel on it, which was, I think this is huge. This is huge announcement that they're going to with their own, what do you want to call it? Their own chip, their own silicon. I think that the ARM processors, and they were showing it off. And obviously what I saw was pretty good for general usage. Definitely not ready for prime time when it comes to big, heavy users like Hollywood and music industry. There's no way. But, you know, I'll give you an example. They were showing some 4K, four of them going at the same time at 4K. And I thought that was pretty impressive. Now, the iMac, obviously, I know the iMac Pro was showing 3 or 4 8K going at the same time. So that gives you an idea. But I think the low end, the rumors has it the 13-inch models by the end of this year will have it, but it'll be a 2-year transition to it. Meaning, I thought this is going to hit the community pretty hard, because a lot of friends of mine do have a MacBook Pro or a MacBook Air and boot camp it with Windows. At this moment, you will not be able to boot camp. No way, Hawaii. Mm-mm. No boot camp is going to be possible on the Apple Silicon.
Yeah, that's kind of crappy. I know a lot of people that do that all the time.
Is that pretty big in your area as well, Randy? Have you seen a lot of people boot camp?
Oh, you know, I have. I've seen people that have actually boot camped, and they themselves prefer it over the Mac, and they use them just because there's a lot more. They get a lot more years out of them.
Well, you know, you get the best of both worlds. When I have, mine has both. I have Windows and a Mac. That way I can go back and forth. And I'll tell you, this, as crazy as it sounds, the best Windows machine I've ever had was on my Mac.
Oh, yeah. That's my point.
Yeah, it's the quality, the speed, everything is just beautiful. But now they're going to remove that. Now, here's the deal here, folks, is that Microsoft is the one that's holding this up. And now Microsoft can do something about it. They decide to let us be able to do it. It's a licensing issue, and it's very easy on their end to be able to do it. So if they do allow us to have it, then we wouldn't have any problem with this. So I don't know if Apple, I'm wondering if Apple would even want Microsoft on it, because they want you to be using the Mac. So it will be interesting to see if they eradicate the boot camp once and for all.
You're going to see a lot of people from the various states for blindness specific organizations probably will not use Mac anymore, I'm guessing.
You know, I think there will be a big uproar. If there isn't already, when people do find out about it, I think we're going to hear a lot of chant and complaints about it. Yeah. I really do. I think
you want me to call my friends at Microsoft and say, hey, you know.
Yeah, sure. Say, yeah, hey, what are you doing over there, man?
It's probably just Apple's probably has to pony up some cash, right? I imagine with licensing, they just got to pay however that works. I honestly don't even know. That's probably what it's going to boil down to, is someone's got to pay so and so money.
Yeah, they're going to have to come up with some kind of agreement if it's going to happen at all. So for those that have boot camp on your Mac now, do not update to Big Sur if that is, well, it's not so much the Big Sur, I'm sorry. Do not update your computer to an ARM if you ever come to replace the machine. So that is what's holding it up, is that.
Man, that's big news, guys, big news.
It is huge. Mm-hmm. So now let's dive into the good stuff that everybody wants to know about iOS 14. Well, I'm going to break this up in two different months. So we'll have one in June, July, and August. This month, I'm going to directly talk about everything accessibility. That's what we all want to know. Mm-hmm. What is in it? What is all about it? Let's see. We'll start with the hearing stuff. We have everybody's been hearing about a lot about this headphone accommodation. This is a really cool, slick little deal for your headphones. Unfortunately, it's only for those with AirPods and Beats headphones. It will not work with any other headphones.
Nice surprise
job. Yeah, right. It's like, good job, Apple.
Who could have seen that coming?
So basically what this does is that if you have any type of hearing impairment, maybe you don't have hearing impairment, but you want something that's a little bit clear and crisp, it's kind of a neat thing. It steps you through. You go through an audiogram test, meaning that it's playing songs and it's talking, and you say, does this sound better or does this sound better? And I'll pick, oh, this sounds better. And then I'll go to the next one. Does this, it's like an eye test, you know, when you have to say, does this look better or this look better? And so it's very similar to that. And then you have developed your audiogram. And this can be used throughout the system, your phone, when you make phone calls, watching movies and music. So it is really cool for somebody with, like myself, if have hearing impairment. It really did make things a little bit clearer and crisper to myself. And for those with AirPods Pro, you'll be able to use that spatial surround sound with this headphone accommodation. I've heard people using this that don't have any hearing impairment, they were able to hear things that are very soft spoken, and it comes up a lot clearer and crisp. I think this is going to be used other than people with hearing impairments. So the other huge one, I thought this was big for hearing impairment, is sound recognition. And now I think we have had kind of some like this before, but now it's in iOS. What this means is that if there are things like dog barking or door chime, yes, even do water, sound of water running, crying babies, and things like that, it will pop up a notification as a notification on top as a banner. We believe that we heard the doorbell. And this is quite useful for when I'm on my headphones and I'm in the zone and I'm doing editing and I didn't hear the door or something. This is really, really, really kind of cool to have with or without any type of hearing impairment. So I thought that was a really slick little deal there.
Agreed.
The other one is group FaceTime. You probably heard about this. Now, when you're in a group FaceTime with a bunch of people, you probably don't realize this, but when that person speaks, guys, it has a bubble. And that means that you appear predominantly. So it's like there's lots of little small little tiles that you got a little bitty itty bitty picture of each of the person, but when they speak, it bubbles up and it makes it big so you can see them talk, and then it bubbles down and the next person come bubble up. Well, it's going to automatically detect if there's any sign language. So if somebody's performing sign language, it's going to be the predominant bubble, so it will just come up automatically. I thought that was a really nice touch for those in the deaf community.
That is great.
Yeah, that really is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get into the accessibility for those that are low vision and blind. This is a big deal. The voice recognition, that is a new area within accessibility called voice recognition. What is that? Well, the last version, iOS 13, we had somewhat of a, you guys remember that we had, like, if it detects an image, it'll kind of give you an educated guess. It was kind of stupid, really. It's like two persons, you know?
Yeah. It's like adult, it didn't make any sense. Glasses. Right, sweet.
Yeah, it's like it didn't make any sense. I tell you, this is, they really ramped this up. It is much better. It is more clear and more precise. Now I have two smiling people, one man, one woman. They're in an outdoor scene, such and such and such. And so there's a lot more verbose of what's going on in description, which is really cool when it comes to screen imaging. And plus, the text recognition has really come out shine. I'll give you an example. You guys know when you go into the App Store and you look for an app, and then it has like screenshots. And it never says anything, right? Now it will say what's in the screenshot. And it really does a fantastic job. Tell me what's on. It'll actually read out any text, images, or anything on there. So I was just totally floored of this. So they kind of just, last year I kind of considered it as an infant stage. And this year it's like, wow, it just got an up step up. Now it's like it's getting there, some to medium level. It's not quite there, but it is way better than it was last year. Now, my favorite is the screen recognition. Now, this is huge. If you have not heard about screen recognition, you're going to love this. Okay, so let's just say, are you guys familiar with like Unity, the Unity language?
Vaguely.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so a lot of apps are going Unity based, and which means it's totally inaccessible unless they turn something on, or we have apps that use customized elements. So obviously you guys must come across elements that you all hear is clicks, click, click, and it doesn't say anything. You both been there?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the screen recognition gentleman will automatically scan the screen. It will pull out what it thinks are buttons, sliders, text field, everything that are not labeled. Now, this is different. I'm talking about missing elements that we could never see or hear. They are now going to be able to hear what those elements are. Huge. So that takes like something that's totally inaccessible. You might be able to make some sense out of it using screen recognition. It will actually tell you what's on the screen.
That's exciting. I've never heard
anything like this before.
It might make Discord usable on the phone a little more than it is right now, because that app is still kind of a huge pain.
It is. But I have bad news for you, though. And this is what's not really talked about a lot. This screen recognition will only work, folks, with the 10 R's and up.
Wait, did they say why?
Yes. Because the screen recognition is all done on your device, on your phone. So it needs all the processing power it needs. So it doesn't send any information across your Wi-Fi or cell to a server to recognize and come back. This is for your privacy, which is unfortunate. So I think that is going to really bum out a lot of people to hear about that feature. So, yes, you got to have a 10R or newer.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to update my phone.
Yes, sir. You're going to have to get that SC2020. Isn't that amazing how they said, well, yeah, it works to success, but if you want some of these really cool stuff, guess what? You have to get a new one.
I kind of like it, though, just because it's not sending all my stuff back somewhere else to be collected and harvested and sold. Like, I'm so like probably overly paranoid about that kind of stuff that I will jump. I want to get a new phone anyway, because that whole 5G business, but like that fact alone, like, sweet, I'll definitely use that, because I know you're not taking.
Well, I agree with you. I like the privacy aspect, but you know, it's kind of like that Mac getting rid of the boot camp. I kind of got a cringe. Yeah. I got a cringe. I'm thinking all my friends out there that still have an 8 that are happy as can be on that 8 and they want to stay, but they're not going to be able to take advantage of this particular.
I was happy 5 minutes ago. Now I'm not happy.
Here's the question. How often do you guys think you would use that? How often do you think those kinds of scenarios come up probably don't even know?
Oh, I've had a lot of them come up where I'll know something's there and I'll just hear click, click, click.
Yeah, so I think it happens to me a lot. I mean, I do use apps that are so-so, that are not fully accessible. And if this makes it that more easier to use.
I'll tell you which one that you guys. And I really have to take them to task on this now.
Okay.
You know all about, and you know the last podcast I did, I neglected, and I'm talking about in the Accessibility Moving Forward cast, I did a demonstration of all kinds of apps that you could order food from, and Thomas was on it. And I neglected because I didn't know about this app called Food Dudes. Hmm. Now, you all have to try Food Dudes because you know what you're going to get?
Food.
Click. Click. Food. Click. Well, no, you won't.
You don't even get food. I hope I'm getting food.
No, you aren't. You're not getting anything except clicks. If you like to eat clicks, then.
Wow. Food Dude? Yeah. Is that one food word? Or?
Food Dudes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, I'll download it and I'll let you guys know what the experience is like.
It's horribly inaccessible. And the only way that you can get through to it is they give you, maybe they know it's bad. And I really hate to bash any, you know me, I don't like sarcasm or bashing anyone. You guys know this.
We do.
But Food Dudes is, they give you a number to call if you want to order. Now, they even probably know how bad their app is if they give you a phone number. If you can't get through on your app, you can use our phone number.
They've got a backup plan.
Yeah.
Oh, the hell with it. Just email us. Yeah, that's what they'll say. That's terrible, but I will try with Food Dude. I am curious, and I'll let you know the experience. If it makes us even somewhat accessible, that is, I think, to me, that opens up a whole new realm of apps that we have deleted because it wasn't accessible. Can you imagine?
No, are you testing right now, 14?
I am.
Okay. All right.
I can talk about all the features you want, but I cannot talk to you about any kind of bugs and stuff. But
well,
it is.
Call me later.
It's beta one. Okay. It's beta one.
We'll talk about it later.
It's beta
one. It pays to have good friends, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You guys are just going to have to suffer. I will get it.
Oh, geez.
$5, Ovish, I'll tell you what they say later.
Yeah, that's right.
Find me on Twitter.
They will squeal for if the price is right.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
Yeah,
talks.
I'm cheap. $5.
What else is that? Oh, for Lowe's Vision folks, you're going to be really excited about this. They revamped the magnifier section. So, yes, you have a whole new UI. You have a lot more filters and you got a lot more features and tools built into the magnifier. So that is huge news. I love hearing that where they always make things better for those with hearing loss and more things for those who are low vision. For Braille users, yes, you did get something new for you. You are now able to, they added a feature for auto panning, so you got that ability on Braille. Unfortunately, that's about all you get for Braille, my understanding. However, I will talk a little bit more about that in Apple Watch. There is something on there that you should be aware of if you're an Apple Watch user with Braille display. BackTap. All right, guys, this is incredible. I love BackTap. Have you heard about BackTap?
I have, but before we jump into that, I just want to say I want Apple Books to stop randomly scrolling pages when I'm reading it with my Braille display. That drives me freaking crazy.
Maybe in iOS 15.
The focus just like, I'll be reading, and it'll jump back up like half a page. I'm like, what the? I just read this. Stop it.
Now, that's a certain kind of a dance, isn't it, that I'm supposed to know?
The back tap?
Yeah, you know, it's tap dancing, but you're going backwards.
I thought that's how you were supposed to go.
Yeah. Actually, guys, so last year we got the voiceover gestures modification. So we can.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so you know how we can do, like, right now I have two fingers swipe left to copy, two fingers swipe right to paste. That's how I use my two fingers gesture. Well, they add two new gesture to that. It's back tap, double tap, back tap, triple tap, which means I put one finger on the back of the phone with one hand, and you can assign anything you want to that. So, for example, if I want notification center, I can just do one finger double tap on the back of the phone, tap, tap, and there comes the notification center. Slick.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I love it.
It is. If it doesn't sound like much, believe me, when you get to play with it, you are going to use it a lot. I love it. However, bad news. This is only available for phones with 10R and up. So if you want your screen recognition and back tap, you have to have a 10R and up. Yes, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but at least you're knowing about it now, so you can.
I wonder
decide
if somebody is available to for me to drive to the T-Mobile store right now.
I can just see it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And lastly, on the iOS, when it comes to phone, we have voice control that we came from last year. They added two new voices to voice control. For those in the United Kingdom and India English, you have new voice. You have a new voice for each of that area. There is no voiceover, new voiceover voices that I'm aware of in English speaking. So in other words, United States, United Kingdom, Ireland, India English, and South Africa English, and Australia has not changed at all. We did not get anything new. So I get a lot of that question. Any new voices? Any new voices? Nope. Sorry, guys. No new voices.
And if they do, they won't work on the iPhone 8s.
It should. I mean, my God, all they're going to do is just bring over new voices. But, you know, I get a lot of requests. Why don't we have eloquence? Why don't we, I want eloquence. I'm going to tell you guys, if you don't know about this, and I hear this a lot, I want eloquence. A lot of you may not be aware of eloquence. Well, then
go over to
gone.
The A thing.
No, well, I understand, but let me. Eloquence is no longer around, so there's no way for Apple to even get it because the company that makes Eloquence and have the rights for Eloquence is gone. There is no more Eloquence. Just although I want to warn you guys all, that is why we're not seeing it anywhere. And matter of fact, those with Eloquence on Android will probably have the same issue at some point because the license for it is up. They didn't do anything. So once, if you lose it, I don't think you can re-download it unless it's somewhere else, but it is gone.
Eloquence, yeah, I can't update my NVDA because I have Eloquence on that. But if I update NVDA, it doesn't work.
So that's just something to have heads up. Apple Watch.
Well, Jaws have been using Eloquence forever.
I know, and it makes you wonder how long if that will be in effect or if it's they got, I don't know. Well, I have to find out. I'm curious what that means for Jaws. As long
I
as
also have that on NVDA as well too. So
That's great because the default voices for NVDA. No offense if you work on that and you're listening to this, but they're not good. And I think that if you argue with me, you're
talking about
delusional.
East Peak, right?
Is that the one that comes? Whatever it is that comes default, I don't even know because I always change it as fast as possible.
Oh, East Peak. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. It's so
it's
bad.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't. So, Eloquence sounds better than East Peak.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It hurts my ears.
It's pretty bad. I agree with you on that. Apple Watch users, if you have a Braille display, you can now pair Braille display with your Apple Watch to a Braille display. So if that is something you've been looking forward to, you now have the ability to do that. Uh-huh. The cool thing I love about the new Apple Watch is that it is now totally all by itself, as meaning that you can set up the Apple Watch all by itself. It's baked in voiceover from out of the box, meaning that you just double tap the crown and voila, there is voiceover. It comes up.
Sweet.
It is. And it even offers other features like to enhance zoom and make it bigger. So it's not just for those that are low vision and blind. It's for both. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I did read the thing about how you could blow up, like the complications are all extra big. And my mom would love that. She's not even blind, but she just, her eyes are, you know.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking,
yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of people
small.
That I know.
Yeah,
it's tiny. Like, and if you could, like just showing the time so you don't have to like squint and stick your wrist to your forehead, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not like having to like get about 3 inches from it, but. The biggest thing on Apple Watch I'm really excited for, rotor is in the Apple Watch. We now have rotor gestures.
Oh, my gosh.
That's huge. I was like, oh, my gosh, we got rotor gestures on the watch.
Now, let's be honest here. Have you been playing with your Apple Watches, you guys? And be honest, because I freely admit I've done this. Have you ever tried to use rotor gestures on your watch just because you're so used to them and you go, nothing happened. I wonder why.
The screen is so small. I don't think it'd be hard to do a rotor gesture on the screen.
Yeah, that would be. I'm like picturing that right now. I've never actually tried it.
I've tried it. It doesn't work.
Now, beyond for a lot of people don't do Xcode, but you are. If you seriously want to get into Xcode, or there's been a kind of a roadblock, I know there's always roadblock when it comes to Xcode. They made a ton of accessibility stuff in there, and it's amazing what they've done with it. especially on the Mac. So check the Xcode out if that's up your alley. Ooh. Now, a couple other things that are not in accessibility, but it's more of a mainstream, but it would affect us a lot. And this is a huge one. It is called caption. And it's caption for your photos and videos, meaning you can now tag your photos. When you take a picture, yeah, I can now add a caption to it. It's me and my wife at Colorado Springs, you know, 2020, or, and put whatever you want. And you'll be able to categorize and search based on your caption.
And it goes along with your photo, and you can share it. It'll stay with the photo.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be a lot bigger deal than a lot of people are aware. And I love it. And then you can share your photo with the caption. Boom, boom, ba-da, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. I love that, too.
And so the other nice things in mainstream, now, you ever been like, let's take an example. Like, you're in settings. I go to settings. I go to general. And then I go to, like, software update. You're, like, three deep. And if you want to go all the way back, you just tap and hold it. And it'll take you all the way back out to the very beginning of the settings. So the long press will take you back to the main page of your app. Is that cool?
That's nice.
That is handy. Nice. I have a quick question, really quick. Jumping back, and maybe it's more of just a random thought than an actual question, but the captions on the photos, I'm wondering if that's a thing that companies like Twitter and Instagram could integrate into what they do. So if you caption your photo when you take it and then post it on Twitter or Instagram, it automatically adds that alt text that most people never use. Because I think there, but hardly anybody does it. I even know a pretty prominent guide dog company that doesn't caption their photos.
Oh man.
For blind people. And I did say something like 2 weeks ago, and they did. I saw one they captioned, but I just saw another one this morning that was not captioned. So apparently I need to keep harassing them. But I think that would be ouch, really handy, because if it was just there and you could easily be like, boop, boop, here's the caption, let me just add this stuff in, then when if it happened automatically and people didn't have to take an extra second to be inclusive, then it would probably work.
That would be a cool feature. However, as a guess, I'm just guessing, I say no, it won't work, because that's an Apple thing, and Apple would have to get Twitter permission to grab the
grab the captions.
So
yeah, you never know what people are going to caption.
But
their
that would be awesome if you can convert the caption to alt text, like you said, so you wouldn't have to enter that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Uh-huh.
I would like that a lot too. And then I had to bring this up, but we have had a lot of people complain about this, and
we're going to talk about Siri now.
Well, no, we are talking about emojis, how we're able to find a specific emoji to tag into your message or whatever. You guys been in there. I mean, you go, you tap emoji, and there's like a billion different emojis, and it's very difficult to find the one you want, because you're spending 20 minutes.
I tried to find a broom the other day, and I couldn't find a broom, and I got really annoyed with it.
Yeah, so now you have the search option in there. So you can search. So I can just type broom. Voila, there's your broom emoji. You just tap on it.
Emojis.
I know you hate emoji, but now you're going to love it. Now you can just search and poke. There you go.
Well, I'm going back to hieroglyphics. That's the only way I'm going to communicate. If I can't do it through emojis, then I'm not going to talk to people anymore. So heads up, everyone. my Twitter timeline is going to change dramatically.
Well, that sums up everything when it comes to accessibility on the various devices. Now, I have to ask both of you, which one or two do you guys think that was the most dominant?
Oh, I would say that I'm going to have to get a new iPhone. I think that was
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Well, I mean, was there any features that stuck out to you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was actually being serious. I think the recognition would be great, instead of hearing clicks, to actually hear something that's spoken. It can only get better. Let's face it. This phone lasted me almost 3 years, and it's had a really great ride. It still works really great. And I really hadn't wanted to update, but I really think At the very least, an SE is in my future now.
Sounds like Randy is using this platform to sell his phone, folks. So if you're interested in an iPhone 8, we'll have a great quality.
If you want something that's done from a big R's perspective and really wants this phone right now.
It's been used and touched and loved by the big R. He'll even sign it for you on the back.
I'll kiss the phone for you, even.
What about you, Mike?
I really like the back tap thing, and I'm not even sure what exactly I would do with it off the top of my head, but just having... I like being able to customize and tweak things.
There are just a lot of little gems hidden in throughout iOS 14. This is not a major update in terms of accessibility. However, I would say some of the stuff in there are moderate level, like really cool stuff, and there's lots of little things. So don't get your expectation
of it. Is it less buggy, are you finding, than 13?
I tell you what, compared to beta 1 on iOS 13, it's less buggy. They even fixed some things. So this, thought that was kind of cool. They actually fixed a couple of accessibility from iOS 13. So it's off to a good start. And I will say some of the new features are pretty rough around the edges, but that's just to be expected in beta 1. Lots of cool stuff to look forward to. We're moving on to the next area, guys. The iOS 13.5.1 is has come out and a lot. No accessibility fixes, which was to be expected. I don't expect anything in terms of new accessibility being fixed, even in this version and the next version we'll be talking about, 13.6. But now you both have updated. Now, are you doing okay with 13.5.1, either of you?
For the most part, yeah.
Well, the only problem that I really have for the most big part is, which has been prevalent in all the subsequent updates, and that's my email. I just hate email on my phone right now.
Well, some people are reporting some issues, and I wasn't curious. I'd be curious what other people are saying.
I can't answer my phone when people call it.
Really?
I don't feel like that's a problem, though, because I hate answering my phone anyway when people call me. So it's kind of like I kind of love that. And I can, when they eventually text me later, I'm like, I am my phone. It's my phone's fault. I wasn't ignoring you. But I really can't. Like when someone calls me, it'll ring in my headphones and I'll pinch to like answer it. And then it just goes silent for about 5 seconds. And then it just goes back to the home screen.
Oh, that's the new feature. I don't know.
And that's been, whatever it's called, I love it. So just stop doing that. But just that, and then the braille display focus issues. Those are my biggest complaints. But beyond that, everything seems to be working.
Yeah,
I don't have the email issue anymore.
Really?
Once in a while, it'll kind of like reset, like it's the whole thing is refocusing, but it goes back to the same place. It doesn't seem to jump all over like it used to.
Yeah, I think it has improved just slightly over time, but it's still there. It's definitely still there. A lot of people still have mail issues in one way or another. 13.5.1, like I mentioned, no accessibility updates. It's just more of a security update. So they're playing whack-a-mole, trying to find all the security holes out there and close them up, as Apple always does. Now, 13.6 should be coming out relatively soon, I would think, probably in the next month. It really doesn't have a whole lot of new. There's none. There's no accessibility fixes as far as we are aware of. And I think that's been confirmed as well that there will not be any accessibility. So what you got is what you get. But I was shocked because I mentioned before, I didn't think there would be any more major release. And look what they did. They put out 13.6 beta. I was like, of course you would do that. So I didn't see that coming along. And it's currently in beta now. There are some cool stuff in it, though. Like, for example, you'll be able to actually turn off the update for good this time. For another word, people ask me, what difference is that now? I said, well, now you can say, it gives you the option, do you want to update now? And you say, no. And it keeps popping up, no, no, no. And then it'll just update it. Whatever, if you charge it to the Wi-Fi automatically, if you tell it to. This one, you can actually say no. No means no. And I think this is going to be huge for a lot of people. I think a lot of people are going to find this very useful. We can say, no, this is too buggy. I don't want to update. and you can just say no and it will not update your phone. I thought that was long overdue.
I love that. No means no. I think it, I love that because I hear that all the time.
No.
Yeah, big R, no. No means no, you know?
I said no.
Now, the health app added a new symptom category or section, meaning that if you want to be able to enter symptoms to various illness that you have, and I'll explain what I use it for, but you can do things like body aches, muscle aches, appetite changes, coughing, dizziness, fainting, headaches, nausea, and more. I think this is a great feature for, like, you know, when I go on a physical checkup every 6 months, he always asks me, how's my asthma doing? How often did I have it? And this would be great for me because it's important that I write down when I had it, how long it was, and the severity of it. And I think this is going to be great for those that have a reason to use it and keep track of things. I know a lot of you probably will never use it, but for some, I think this is a new welcome thing as well. In the Apple cards, in their cards, they still have mentioned in it AirTags and service packages, but those are to remain to be seen. It'll be interesting if they'll finally introduce that in the fall keynote. Who knows? But it will be interesting to see what's going to be in the keynote in terms of hardware besides the iPhone as well. So I'm kind of excited because it sounds like they're delaying a lot of different type of products and hardware. I think this fall is going to come out a bunch of new stuff that we'll have to buy for Christmas. And to another category here, Mike, and this is kind of, we were talking about this sometime earlier this year before the COVID really hit us. We made a prediction that we thought, did you think that Apple was going to make the $2 trillion mark in value and stock market? And I believe you said no. And mm-hmm. Then the COVID hit, right? And they lost, what, 30% of the market value? So it was huge. It got packed. But guess what? Not only did they make up 30%, they went over and making hand over fist. They are now the first official U.S. company to make over $1.5 trillion market value. Wow. I still think they're going to make the $2 trillion if things go the direction. If we get a positive upbeat news next month, then plus all the new announcement this fall, if it has everything I hope it to have, I bet they'll easily make that mark. I really do. COVID or not.
That's so much money. Like, I can't even wrap my brain around. Like, it's one thing to hear like, oh yeah, $2 trillion. Yeah, sure. But, like, to actually like imagine what that looks like. That is insane.
It's so much money. I kept writing down $2 billion. And I said, no, it's not too big. It's $2 trillion. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is insane amount of money. That is insane amount of money. And to go on to something, we're getting to the end here. And I want to kind of give you an update on iPhone 12, what I've been hearing. Now, last month, if you haven't heard that, give that last month if you want to know more about the iPhone 12. I'm only going to touch on it real lightly, some of the new things I've heard. The spec and the information is still on par, except for one thing I heard, and it was a big surprise to me, is that it talks about the iPhone 12 Pro Max. So that's the big size. We were talking how it was, the original size is 6.4 inch, and that was what we had thought. There are now models and things coming out, it is going to be a whopping huge 6.7, almost 7 inches, guys. 7 inches
display. I'm measuring with my, I was actually just measuring with my fingers like in front of me. That's
huge.
That's big. Yeah.
It's totally massive. Now that is getting a little carried away myself. I'm thinking, my God, my wife says she loves it and she wants the bigger size. I said, where are you going to put it? Your purse is not going to hold that almost.
You're going to need like a, I mean, give it like a month maybe, and they're going to be coming up with like custom handbags with your massive freaking pouch, like built specifically for that. Like, there's going to be all kinds of accessories that people are going to end up buying just to carry these ridiculously huge screens around.
I thought, well, I had to let people know, and obviously that probably mean it'll have bigger battery. So the only advantage I would imagine, it would probably last forever with a bigger battery on that size. Yeah,
giant.
Speaking of accessories, you're going to hate this, Mike. Oh, God. I even said, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Now, we talked about last month how they are not going to include the AirBuds, right? And we both, all three of us said, that's no big deal. We can live with that, right?
Yeah. Your lead up is making me nervous.
Uh-huh. And lead up is coming up. Rumor has it they are no longer going to include lightning cords. You will now not have any power cords or power plugs. You have to buy that separately.
You're telling me that Apple's hit $1.5 trillion and I can't get a charger?
That's how they were able to get that much money.
Now, last month we talked about, I said, now, that's pretty getting kind of stingy about the AirPods. Now, when I heard this, I was like, now, come on, Apple, this is bad PR. I hope this is just a rumor and not true, but it is coming from a very reliable source. And they said, nope, there is no lightning plug in there. I was like,
that seems, why would you sell a device that you can't charge unless you then make people pay more for it?
You know, you need the plug. You know, it's like the cord. I can. You know what? I buy my own cords, and I buy these really nice nylons. They're thick.
I did the same thing, Thomas. I'm serious. I just bought a package of, I think, maybe 10 nylon cables in them of different lengths.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm happy that I did that.
So I'm okay with the cord itself because I'd rather get the longer ones, so like 6 10 footers. So I have more room and stuff. But that plug, though, I mean, we kind of need that. I mean, I got nothing else to plug it to, and you're going to make me – I was like, wow. So you better not be changing how the input. And to let you guys know, on the iPhone 11 Pro, it is not the standard USB plug. I don't know if you knew that. It is actually the USB-C that's on it. So when I charge up my phone, yes, it has a lightning on one end, and it has USB-C on the other end, and that USB-C goes into the wall charger that has USB-C. So for those that skipped a generation or so.
Oh, God. That means I have to go buy a whole new charger. I've got a really nice 10-port charger that I won't be able to use anymore.
But, you know, you can use the old cable as long as you have a different type of charger. I have like a hub that charges multiple devices at once. And it supports fast charging, so it used the regular USB old model. So that I like that a lot. And so, but again, my frustration is that this is just more things we have to buy. The Apple $2 trillion mark that I think they'll make can't afford to put the stupid plugs in there.
Yeah, that's just kind of crappy.
Did you guys hear that? Quiet, Tom. Just a second. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this, you guys? They're laughing at us right now. Apple is laughing at us at this moment.
Because they're probably like, people are going to do it. Why wouldn't we? People are going to buy it anyway.
I guess so. I wanted to throw that in there because, you know, all these things they don't tell you about and what I've been hearing and things like that. And then we're going to go to beyond Apple this time. Last month we talked about ECB and NFB convention. Well, it's now past and gone. Did either of you attend to the virtual conference by any chance?
No, I did not.
Nope.
Well, I did. I attended the NFB one. What I liked about it, guys, was that you can actually get an app, which I didn't know. When I register, it says, you know, you can download an app. And it was the NFB attendee hub, and it is an app that allows you to listen to all the conference. So I did that. This is a welcome option. I think this would be great that we discussed last month about how a lot of us don't have the finance to be able to go to, or we just don't have the time to do it and we've got work and things. This, I would love to see this for all future convention, along with obviously that you still continue to go to like Las Vegas to the convention. You're able to, what I liked about it a lot, if I miss a session or I had a session that like there were two of my one to hear, but I missed one, it goes back. So if you have the app itself, you can go back and listen to all the sessions are recorded. So you go back and listen to them, which is fantastic. Absolutely. Now I have to knock NFB. I know a lot of people, I'm going to hear a lot of hate mails in this, but the attendee hub app, guys, was not totally accessible. I was
what?
Like, yes.
The NFB's app was not accessible?
There were buttons that were unlabeled. There were clicks and elements in there.
Oh, man.
It is usable, but I was just laughing.
That's kind of amazing.
I said, what in the world? So NFB, if you're listening, what in the world are you doing?
If you're gonna amazing.
It is.
Well, we're listening. They're not anymore.
I have to make fun of their NFB Connect. And you know, back in the days, I thought that was really cool because it had all sorts of information for those that are going to be newly blind and don't know where to connect to groups and things like that. And it no longer works. It's still out in the store, but it doesn't work at all. And it hasn't worked at all since iOS 13 has started. So it broke it or something. Have not even fixed it. That same thing for KNF FB Reader. When's the last time we had a good update with that? I hate to say this, and I'm sorry, guys, but NFB's been doing, they got a poor track record when it comes to apps like this. And I'm really disappointed with that. And I hope that they get on the ball to make this more accessible. And not only that, but for folks that spend $100 on an app, that they keep on it and keep updating it, because that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
That should be there. That should be there for a very long time.
Yeah.
And and you're not wrong too. Like, I get that maybe some people's feelings might be hurt because we sound like we're coming after your organization. But if your organization is going to spend its time going after Apple and Google and everybody else, but not have their own ducks in a row, that's a problem.
It is.
It's not just us being mean or us teasing you. Like,
it's not me bashing on you. It's me telling you that I know a lot of people. It took a long time, a lot of birthday monies, and asked for Christmas and asked for birthday to get KNFB Reader, and it's a shame.
Well, you know, when I retired, which is a joke in itself because I'm not retired anymore, but when I took my first retirement, I got a certain sum, and I bought a Traeger grill, which I love and still have.
Oh, yes.
And I bought the KNFB Reader because I really wanted it. I was so excited. And then I downloaded it, and I had an iPhone 6 at the time, I believe. And as soon as I downloaded it, it said, this app may not work on your device. I kid you not.
Really?
And I just about had a heart attack. I was just livid, you know.
This is after you purchased it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I rebooted my phone, and it's worked ever since. I mean, as far as it ever has worked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but yet you're right. There are a lot of people that really used a lot of their money, and rightly so. It's the most expensive app I ever have or probably ever will buy.
Yeah, me too.
And then look what they've done to Android. And then they have dropped it, you know, a lot. I don't know what they charge for it now. But, that's all I'm going to say about it. I never use it anymore. I haven't used it in years and years and years.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's just weird to see an organization complaining about everybody else when their own apps don't work. Uh-huh. That's a problem.
You know, and at least do something. If you're not going to update it, I don't have a problem with it. Pull it.
Yeah, that's make it gone. It's stop complaining about everybody else.
Yeah, instead of being broken, pull it. I get that. You know, if you no longer want to, if you don't feel like a lot of people are using it or it's not being used as often, I get that. Pull it. It's a free app anyway. And I wish you just do that. And then lastly, we're going to do some Apple tips, guys. I haven't done this for a while, and I thought we would give some Siri some love because Siri has not gotten love from this group at all. I know. The loving isn't there.
We bash Siri too, guys. Not just NFV apps, but Siri too.
Ah, well, I'm going to tell you some cool things you may not be aware of what you can do with Siri. Now, Siri, did you know Siri, you can ask her for, tell you which song is topping in what charts. So in other words, I could say, ahoy, Siri, what's number one right now? And you can even ask that in different genres. So if you want to know what's number one, you could just say, what's number one in alternative? Or what's number one in rock? And you can do that by saying those phrases.
I'm still listening to Elvis, you guys.
It's time to update, man. You're missing a bunch of good stuff.
You can also ask, hey, Siri, what was the number one song of the month that you were born? So in other words, if I want to say 1980 something in the month of May, it'll tell you that. Or you can even say what was number one for that year. So any year, if you want to know what's number one in 1958, you could say that.
I wonder how far back she goes. That's cool.
A good question. I don't know how far back it would go. I'm not sure I would listen to those music. Sorry, Randy.
That's okay. That's cool, though. I know you can also ask it to play Spotify stuff now.
Yes, isn't that nice? They finally incorporate this. Is it a shortcut or is it integrated?
It's integrated.
I see that. They had to, you know. They had to do that because they were getting.
I'm glad they're making everything play nice now, like Apple and what's that other company? Zonaham.
Yeah. They had to, and you will find out next month. We'll be talking about more iOS 14 where they had to be nice to tile, and I'll explain what that meant.
Yeah,
but
we'll get into it. Right now, we can't tell you guys. Though.
That's right. Yes. You're gonna have to wait for next month, huh?
Unless you pay me $5.
That's right. His offer is still up. The other Siri tip is that you can ask Siri to have your own choose your own adventure. Did you know that? I was like, choose my own adventure. This is cool. You can say,
will she call you by the name on your phone too?
On the phone. You go.
Well, what I mean though, like I have it call me Big R now. Would she do that? Would she say, okay, Big R, you're lost in a jungle with me now. You have to be let out. Would she do that?
Not at this moment. It's not personalized. It's not. Bad. It can't be personalized to put your name into a story. No.
Okay.
You just tell it. You just say, "Hey, Siri, tell me a bedtime story." And she'll either give you. It'll be a story of the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and you'll have these interactions, so you have to go along and interact with it. I thought this would be great for you, those with kids and bedtime, nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a whirl. It's a really kind of a cool thing. I wanted to include that for those with family. Pretty neat stuff. There are some neat things with Siri, guys. There really are. And that is going to wrap up for this month, AppleVis Unleashed for June 2020, guys. We talked about a lot of stuff here. I know I kind of blew past a lot of things, but I kind of had to because there was so much to. I figured everybody wanted to hear about everything there is to know about accessibility on the iOS 14.
Let's talk about, let's name this one Clownfish.
Clownfish. That's right. The software that Mr. Mike used for his effect, if everybody wants to know, it is on his computer. It's called Clownfish. And I thought he said Clawfish. And he says, no, it's Clownfish. I said, like Nemo? He says,
yes. Like Nemo. It's great. It doesn't work on the Mac, though. I mean, actually, I haven't tried it. But from what I know, it's PC only.
And what's the other voices you can do?
Well,
they have this one.
Okay. Let's hear.
I don't know. This one, it's very hard for me to just listen to.
It's like a robot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Awesome.
I don't know why you'd use that because you can't even understand what it's saying. But
well, we can't understand it anyway.
There's like 12 voices in here. And as I'm assuming you can probably hear, you can change it
as you're talking. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. For those of you who are on Windows, Clownfish,
and it's free.
Why not?
Wow, I had to include that. And thank you so much for mentioning that, Mr. Clownfish.
It's fun. Yeah, the Big R's been having all the fun. So.
That's right. Big R had all that big fancy stuff over there. Not anymore. Mike just kind of just steamrolled him.
Yeah, I'm taking over.
Maybe until next month. He can show us. Well, thank you both of you for coming on. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
As always, I love you guys. Thank you so much for coming on. And thank
wish
you for
we, wish
our
we felt
listeners.
The same.
Well, thank you. And our listeners are awesome. I love the crowd. You see how I took that over and you twisted towards me. Of course you love me. Thank you.
Of course.
Stop that, Tom. Stop
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for being here. You're a great appreciate audience, it. I'm sure.
Exactly. Emails is always welcome to unleashed@applevis.com. Send us anything to us and we will read it and try to reply to it and get back with you. All right, well, that's going to do. My name is Thomas Donville. Also go by Anonymous here along with Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. This is us signing off. Goodbye, guys.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applevis.com.